BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program. Back from a Labor Day weekend. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. It's a free app, and you can put it on your phone. You'll get the podcast after the program. Plus, hear us all over America right now. Good morning, Jamie. How was your weekend?
It was fantastic. Woo! Yeah, how was yours?
Fantastic also. I labored on Labor Day.
Oh, did you watch a lot of football?
I watched a lot of football on Saturday, but then I did some yard work. Just mundane, just boring crap, you know.
Did anyone win the lottery yesterday?
No.
Oh, shit.
Nobody won.
Dagnabbit.
We had three winners in Colorado of $1 million, though.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, three big ones.
Yeah. Were we one of them?
No.
Absolutely not.
One of them was right here in Parker.
Yeah, $2 million.
That's the second time that Parker's won in the last 6-7 weeks or so.
And it was a King Supers again.
Yeah, really? Get over there.
Which one?
I think Store Ranch. Store Ranch location?
I don't know where
right off
is.
Parker Road.
Oh,
it's like
Road.
In the heart of Parker.
Yep. Got it. $2 million. Yep. They won $1 million, but they bought that power play.
Oh, good.
Doubled it up.
You know what was weird? I was just driving in thinking about this.
Yeah.
So it's at $1.3 billion. I was like, how many people play?
Well, they say your odds are 1 in 270 something million, I think it is.
So 270 million people couldn't figure out those numbers?
No.
270 million people couldn't get one? I mean, like, one person couldn't get all those numbers right?
I guess
292
not.
Million.
Play it?
Yeah.
292 million people can't... 300 million well, people can't figure it out?
That's your odds in winning.
Yeah, in winning.
Your ticket sales are probably a lot more than that. She's probably on to something here. I'll bet it's 350 million...
350 million people can't figure out these numbers?
No.
That just seems ludicrous to me.
Here are the numbers, by the way. Let me give you these goofy numbers, okay?
Yep.
8, that's a good number. 23, that's a pretty good number. 25, 40, 53, and then the Powerball was 5.
So you're telling me 500 million people couldn't get the numbers?
I guess not.
That just seems... absolutely crazy.
It does seem crazy.
Yeah, yeah. It does seem crazy.
Man. Well, it continues to roll on.
I guess.
Nobody wins. Man, we're getting deep into this thing, though.
Yeah. I know. We're
you
so,
think about
it's
it.
Getting so expensive.
Well,
oh, my God.
We're approaching $100.
I know.
Each.
I owe you $10 now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
We have another drawing tomorrow, and then another one Saturday, then next week. It's getting old.
It's kind of expensive.
Hey, Fidel,
sure.
Don't send this one over to the Colorado Lottery,
I
all
won't,
right?
Yeah.
Don't send that one.
Yeah. We don't need them all upset with us.
Yeah, it's getting old.
By the way, welcome back, Fidel.
Thank you.
Yeah.
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 How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Yeah. I want to say thank you to everybody who reached out to me on Facebook and Instagram.
Nice.
So, yeah, thank
Very
you.
Very cool.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But as every day goes by, it gets a little bit better.
Yeah,
it's a little bit better. Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. All right, it is a Monday. You know what today is? Today's a big day.
Why?
Huge. You kidding? 9 o'clock this morning, registration opens up for Bar Bingo.
That is right. I forgot about that.
Fidel, you might want to get with Tricky Vicky. Make sure that everything's set to go. 9 o'clock. We don't need any snafus here. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. I said I will.
Got ya.
I expected a little something, you know. Something coming back there. But that's all good. 9 o'clock this morning, big Bar Bingo. We have Bar Bingo coming up on the 12th. It's only a couple of weeks away, and you could be there. A lot of prizes to give away. But most of all, you got to get yourself a table. That thing will completely fill up.
It will fill up. Yep.
It does every time, right?
Yeah, and the great news is this is a Friday. So I'm really excited about
Friday. Yep. 7 to 9, downtown. Woo!
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be wheels off.
Wheels off.
Wheels off.
Isn't that wheels up?
No, wheels off.
Oh, wheels off.
Off the road, you know, out of control.
Okay, got it.
Wheels off.
Yeah,
off.
Okay.
Off. All right, that comes up at 9 o'clock this morning. It's Monday. I hope everybody had a great Labor Day weekend. I know that you were, where were you over
Beaver
the weekend?
Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek.
Yeah.
Man, that's a nice place.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Isn't that a great place?
Are you kidding? Yeah, it is absolutely fantastic. It's just gorgeous. And then
Was it chilly up there?
Nope. Let me just
Are the leaves
you.
Turning up there?
Yep. Let me just show you that.
All right. Show me something. All right. Look at this. All right. She's got a slow walk.
Yeah.
a little bit of a side gait, like, you know, kind of like bow-legged almost, walking back
like
and
a waddle.
Forth and back and forth, going back toward the microphone now. Right. I'm not sure I got it on that one. No, I don't think so.
And no guesses?
No guess. So let me think one more time here. Sure. You walked a lot.
Yeah, no.
You went hiking?
No.
That wasn't a hiking strike.
Were you riding a horse?
Yep, I sure was.
You
rode
a horse?
Yeah, riding a horse.
Oh, get out of here.
That's pretty cool.
No kidding.
And now I can't walk. Because we took a 3-hour horseback ride. 3 hours on a horse.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Oh, my God. It was hard, though. She took us on a really challenging course, and so we went all the way up the mountain, and then on the way down, they were kind of slipping because it was a little bit muddy, you know? Woo, it was tough. You had to dig in, dig in your heels.
Did you have a nice spirited horse?
Oh yeah,
or an old
they
nag?
Have to be. No, you have to get one.
Okay,
because it's up a mountain and it's 3 hours.
I did one of those horse rides down on the beach.
Yeah, these aren't those follow the ass ones.
Costa Rica or something like
that. She has followed the ass ones, but those are 1 hour and those are for like little kids or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is for real people that want to like ride.
Wow.
She even packs out and will take you for 3 days to Aspen.
No kidding.
Yeah. Cool. Isn't this crazy?
She does 3 days on a horse?
Yeah. Yeah.
That'd be a little much for me.
I know.
3 days on a horse.
All the way to Aspen from Beaver Creek.
That might be just a little too much.
Yeah. So
I don't know if I'd bite that off.
She has the old horses, like I said, and by the way, it's called Bearcat Ranch, and it's in Edwards. It's right outside of Beaver Creek, and she's like a pure, like, ranch lady, you know?
Yeah.
Her name is Nicole. She's awesome. And the 3 hour, I will tell you, if you decide to do 3 hours, it is challenging. It is really challenging.
You know, I've done it probably 4 or 5 different times. And the longest I've done is 2 hours.
I've done it. Everybody, I think, has at hotels and stuff. It's so boring. But this was awesome.
Well, I did the one at Hollywood where you go up to the Hollywood sign. You've done that one. We've talked about that before. I did one on the beach. I did one down at the Garden of Gods. They have one also. But a couple of hours on a horse, it's a little challenging.
Well, 3 hours is a long time.
Especially going up and down a mountain.
Up and down, because going up, you know, you're just like, oh my God, like we're going to die a couple times. My kid even was like, I thought we were going to die a couple times. So I was like, I didn't think it was going to be that difficult for tourists. Like, honestly, it was crazy. It was really great. It was
very
so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, sounds like fun, though.
It was a blast.
Now, how long do you walk like that?
I don't know. She said that I have a cowboy walk. I couldn't even feel my legs. And then I couldn't, my left hand, because I was holding on to the horn so tight, trying not to, you know, fall off the horse coming down the mountain, that my hand is stuck like this, holding on to the horn like this.
Well,
oh my
what
God.
I was getting at is, I hope that walk holds till Bar Bingo.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, that'll be fun.
That'll be a good look. That'd be a great look at Bar Bingo.
Right? Oh, my God.
All right, we have to take a quick break. BJJB Morning Show just getting started. Monday, back. Oh, I'm sorry. Tuesday. Back from the Labor Day weekend. Hang on. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Going to keep reminding you, 9 a.m. this morning, it's going to be Bar Bingo registration. It will open up at alice1059.com. You got to remember that, alice1059.com, to get signed up this morning, 9 o'clock, for your chance to be there for Bar Bingo. Back from the holiday weekend, and it's going to be a beautiful week this week. It was gorgeous all weekend, wasn't it?
Well, no, it rained on Saturday.
Where?
In Castle Rock. Cause we were at
the
outlets.
We didn't get much rain.
No, Friday. It was Friday.
It was Friday. Yeah, it started
Saturday. When did we leave? I don't remember what day we left. Anyway, it was a long weekend. Maybe it was Saturday. It was Saturday, wasn't it? Yeah, because we went to Beaver Creek on Sunday. So it was Saturday because we were at the outlet shops on Saturday.
This week is going to be gorgeous, though. Yeah. 80 degrees and sunny all week long. So you got to love that, right?
Yeah. And did you guys know that we had like a huge like windstorm throughout DTC? That's why all the branches were down?
No. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah, on Thursday that happened. I didn't know it either. I was like, why are all the branches down?
We were here on Friday.
I know. But
we didn't notice it?
We didn't notice it. I did when I was leaving. And I was like, why are all these branches down? And then Debbie Weed posted a video and she's like, look what's happening in detail. I was like, how did I miss that?
Yeah, no idea.
I know.
We were here on Friday.
Colorado, just from mile to mile, different
exactly.
weather.
Exactly. Every town is different, isn't it? It's
all
so
right,
weird.
It's going to be a beautiful week, though. Going to be gorgeous. This is the great time of year. I love September, October. My favorite time.
You know, I had so much guilt because Over the weekend, we were at, it was Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek. Even though I know it's not October and that was a whole conspiracy thing, but it was, in fact, Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek. Anyway, I got my son a wristband, and he's not even 21.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no kidding.
I got him a wristband. I got me one, and I slipped it off my hand, and I put it on him because we're rolling dirty, right?
Got you another one?
No, I didn't get another one because I think they just looked at me and knew I was 21, you know?
I know that feeling.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So we bought this huge beer stein. It was $120.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you get two free drinks with it. Free, my ass.
Yeah,
it's $120.
Wait a minute. It was $120 for the beer stein?
Yeah, it's like handcrafted.
Is it gorgeous?
It is beautiful.
They are pretty sweet.
Yeah, they are. And then you push the button and it pops up.
Yeah.
It's really heavy. Anyway, and so he got a beer, his first beer in front of his mom. My son did. And he took about two drinks and he's like, this stuff is horrible. I don't know how people drink. And he poured it out.
Oh, no!
Wait a minute. Ben's beer stein is what? Probably a half a gallon or a gallon of beer?
Right? Yeah.
And he took two drinks and poured
it
out?
He's like, I don't get why people...
That was $120 beer!
I know! He's like, I don't get how people drink.
I'll just go put some Coke in this.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember being 16, 17 years old, and all my friends drank at the time, okay? And I know you're not supposed to... It was a different time, okay? But everybody drank. I couldn't stand it.
Yeah.
I could not stand the taste of beer. I couldn't believe how they could drink that stuff.
I was thinking like, I'm the cool mom, right? But instead he's like, I don't even know how you drink.
Yeah.
And so like somehow I became like this horrible human instead.
Yeah, shaming you.
Yeah.
I think you found the real truth in front of your eyes, and I think you should be very proud of that.
Well, and he always tells me he doesn't drink and stuff.
Right.
But you know, you never kind
but
of.
But you never know.
Exactly.
You never know. You're off at college.
Right.
You know, you're out there in California, beautiful place,
right?
Surfing paradise. You got to think beer's plentiful.
It is, and he always tells me he's the designated driver, but you know, you kind of like,
you are. Yeah,
he literally was like looked at me, he's like, how do you even drink?
I would have taken my wristband back.
Well,
you take that wristband off, young man.
Well, then we got screamed at because he did take it off. He took it off, and I was like, you should have just left it on. And anyway, he took it off. He's like, And so anyway, we're walking, and he has a beer stein, and this lady's like, how old are you? And he's like, I'm 19. And she's like, you're not allowed to hold that beer stein. He opens it up. He goes, it's empty. And she's like, I don't care. You're not allowed to have that, and blah, blah, blah. So he hands it to me, and he goes, how about now?
Wait a minute. So this lady couldn't mind her own business?
She was a security person.
Oh, yeah. She worked for security.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you meant just a random person.
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. Stop somebody.
Right?
He starts questioning over a beer stein.
No, she was a security person. Whatever.
Did you have to buy one stein or you bought two?
No, I bought one.
You bought
just
one?
One, yeah. Because I'm not really a
$130 beer stein.
I'm not really a beer person, so I just thought it'd be fun for him to have it and it be a thing. Yeah, it didn't work.
Beaver Creek prices.
Yeah. And now I have a gigantic beer stein, and I don't know what to
and
do with it.
And you don't drink beer.
It's really pretty, but it's gigantic.
Hey, give it to somebody for Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I'll re-gift it.
Yeah, give
Beaver
it out for
Creek.
Christmas.
It'll say Oktoberfest.
I feel
Beaver
like
Creek.
One of us is going to get it.
Right? Oh, my God.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy.
And I still have the other ticket to buy a beer for it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I'll put that in there, too.
Now,
maybe
was
it'll
it,
be good next year.
Was it packed up there?
It was.
Was it just wall-to-wall?
Wall-to-wall. Yeah, it was wall-to-wall people.
Wall-to-wall.
You couldn't even walk through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet that was a good time. That place is beautiful up there. I've only been there once, but when I was there, that and Aspen both, they're just absolutely gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful part of the
country. Everywhere up in the mountains it doesn't matter if you know, go to Breck or wherever, Keystone, Vail, all of it.
You can go to Frisco.
You can even go to Frisco and go, wow, it's pretty up here.
Beautiful.
Pretty outlet malls.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show again. Registration at 9 o'clock this morning for Bar Bingo. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. That's coming up next here on the program.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I'll give you $15 for that, Stein. That's beautiful.
$15?
All right, $25.
I just showed BJ a picture of my beer stein from the Oktoberfest in Beaver Creek.
Beaver Creek. Man, yeah, they do good steins up there.
They really do. Yeah. It's quite the beauty, isn't
$25. $35.
I bet there are people that collect those things.
Absolutely. I know they do. Yeah, I know right? they do.
So,
yeah.
Yep. Anyway, if you're looking to purchase a Beaver Creek beer stein, I got one available for you. It's $140 value. It has had some beer in it. I'm not going to lie. For about 5 minutes.
Yeah, gently used.
Yeah, gently used. Anyway, all right, let's get to some tabloid trash. In case you didn't see it over the weekend, there was an incident at the U.S. Open where a little kid was asking for one of the players in the U.S. Open to sign something or whatever. And then the player actually took his hat off his head and gave it to the little kid. But this Polish bastard, some Polish CEO, he grabbed the hat and stuck it in the bag. Just right out, like, yanked it out of the kid's hand.
Who does that?
I don't know.
Who does? What kind of, I mean, you're a real ass,
yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you pull a hat from a kid that's trying to get an autograph, and this kid's small, too.
He is really little.
It's not like it's a teenager.
After facing intense backlash online for snatching an autographed hat from a child at the U.S. Open, Polish CER Piotr Szeretski or something is offering an apology. He runs a paving company and was nearby as a tennis star, Camille Biglong name, signed a cap for a young boy on Thursday, and now it's gone viral. He said, "I made a huge mistake and I apologize," and all this other crap. It's like,
Did he give the hat back?
No, because the player met with that little kid and signed all kinds of stuff.
Yep. Got some more gear.
I would like to unequivocally apologize to the injured boy, his family, as well as all the fans and the player himself. I have made a huge mistake, he wrote. Emotionally, in the crowd cheering after the victory, I was convinced that the tennis player was passing his hat in my direction for my sons who had asked for autographs earlier. I know I did something that seemed like consciously collecting a memento from a child. This wasn't my intention, but it doesn't change the fact that I hurt the boy.
Blah, blah, blah. When you're at a sporting event or just any function that's a lot of people at, because everybody's got a phone and videotaping, man, you can't make these moves. I mean, you're going to get busted. And once you get busted and you get put on the internet, you are doomed.
Yeah, you're done.
They're coming after you, man.
That's true. So he's trying to fix it. He's trying real, real hard, but I don't know. We'll see.
The internet has turned into the judge and jury.
Yep.
They will convict you.
The Rock. The Rock is getting, like, huge reviews for this new movie. It's not in theaters yet. He's at the Venice Film Festival. It's called The Smashing Machine. And first of all, they applauded for, like, 15 minutes. You know how they do that weird thing at the Venice Film Festival?
Yeah.
Where there's a good movie and they... It's called The Smashing Machine. Anyway, so they applauded for 15 minutes, but here's my concern. He and Emily Blunt were handsy.
No kidding.
And they're both, I think they're both married. I'm not sure if she is, but I know The Rock is married. And then people are commenting like, Rock, that's not your wife.
No, but when you're out doing an event like this and you're promoting a movie and in the movie, you're probably kind of, you know, kind of like that. You got to kind of portray that. It's like you and I at Bar Bingo, Jamie.
Yeah.
You can't keep your hands off me.
I'm not going to hold your hand. You're not going to put your hands
around. Yes, you are.
No,
yes,
not.
You will.
You're not going to come up behind me and put your hands around my hips. That
I
would be
plan
so
on
weird.
It. I do plan on it.
That would just be so weird. So I don't know. People are speculating how, like, I don't know. This isn't right.
Emily Blunt is married, by the way.
She is? Yep. See, they're both married.
Isn't she the one? Is she the one who... No, that's somebody else. That's Emma Watson, who said that she was like self-whatever in her relationship. We'll get back to that later.
What? What?
Emily Watson said something about being self-partnered.
She's self-partnered? What
does
that
self-partnered.
Mean? What is that?
I don't know.
She's a partner of herself?
She claims in her relationship she is self-partnered, but I don't know what that means.
She's an odd one, that one.
Yeah, that is odd. Now, let me ask you a question.
Sure,
though. Did you see the pictures of The Rock? Did he look gaunt to you?
Well, he lost a lot of weight for the movie.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, it was intentional.
See, that often happens.
Yeah,
so you gain weight, lose weight, and then pictures come out, and people go, "Oh my God, there's a problem."
Yeah, he lost it intentionally for the movie, so that is why he lost.
I bet it's hard to get that muscle back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you just get off steroids.
I guess. For a little while.
Just don't take a shot.
Yeah, then you'll be fine. You know? Yeah, wow. I guess. Yeah, he dropped around 60 pounds for his role as MMA fighter Mark Kerr in The Smashing Machine. The film earned a 15-minute standing ovation, moving Johnson and Kerr to tears. Johnson called the transformation a personal and professional shift towards more dramatic roles. I don't know. I feel like when he was that tooth fairy, I thought that was really dramatic.
Oh.
He was good tooth fairy.
He was so good as a tooth fairy.
I thought he was.
I really bought into it. I was like, dude, are you really the tooth fairy?
Yeah.
That seems so on point. That was the worst movie on the planet, you guys.
He's had some great bad ones.
Right? I mean, that is... All right, let's hear. I know this is shocking, but more and more people are not watching the news. It says news stations are suffering horrifically. Fox, CNN, local news, all the news, everybody's turning off the news now. It says people are sick of negative headlines. They're distraught from the media and all the just the vomit. And so they're just avoiding news altogether.
And there's so many places to get it.
Well, yeah. And people are just sick of it, though. They're just absolutely sick of hearing anything about it. Kevin Costner casually dating a director. Her name is Kelly Noonan. She used to be married to an ex-billionaire. You know, that's what I was telling you. How do all these people stay, like, in that little group of billionaires?
I don't know. It's a circle.
It's a circle.
It's a circle. And everybody, somehow, they break up with some billionaire, and next thing you know, they're marrying another billionaire.
Right?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I mean, for people like us, it's a crapshoot out there.
It's like, what the hell?
I mean, you could get somebody that just, you know, broke as a joke.
No, I'm in the wrong circle. I'm in the circle of broke men.
Yeah,
that's my circle. That's my circle.
You've been in that circle for a while.
I have been in that circle for a while.
Like, your whole life.
Dude, so
you would think hanging out in Beaver Creek, something might have happened up there, but you found
horses.
The billionaire.
I was on a horse.
I guess billionaires don't get on horses.
No, she said that a bunch of the people, the like wealthy people, take that 3-day trip from Beaver Creek to Aspen.
I could see that.
Yeah, she said she had a bunch of NFL dudes take the last one.
Wow.
And they all sang to her the whole time.
They sang?
Yeah.
What, like Pink Pony Club?
Yeah.
Pink Pony Club.
She said it was awesome. All these NFL guys, these retired NFL guys, took the horses from Beaver Creek to Aspen, and they were telling her to yell out, because, you know, you probably get bored. Because she said the first leg is 8 hours on a horse.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a long time. I
That's
mean, three too much. Hours was a lot.
That's a lot.
So she said that they were asking her to, like, just yell out a request. We'll sing it for you.
I love that.
Yeah, that is pretty fun. So anyway, I don't know. What I was going to tell you is that, what was that, Nile? Nile? Remember Nile?
Yeah, Nile.
Yeah, Nile.
Oh, I got to write that down.
Nile asked me out on Friday.
He did?
Yeah.
Have you been yet?
No.
No, no, okay.
No, I was with my kid.
Let me put Nile in the, okay, got it.
We went to the outlet shop. Do you know that Mammoth shop is the only shop in North America, Mammoth?
The what? What's it called?
It's called Mammoth.
I've never heard of it.
It's a name brand. Mammoth.
Mammoth? Is it M-E-M-E-T, M-I-T, or something like that?
I don't remember.
I've never heard of it, Jamie.
It's the only one in North America. I learned that on Friday. Mm. Yeah.
Well.
You learn a lot if you go to the outlet shops.
Oh, no kidding.
It was freezing, though. Oh, my God, it was so cold. I had to buy a sweater at the Gap.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can get that way.
Again. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The big deal this morning, 9 o'clock this morning. Registration will open up for Bar Bingo. We're going to be downtown on the 12th, and it's going to be a party, man. You got to get in to get your table for you and your friends. That's going to be at 9 o'clock this morning at alice1059.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, don't get us started. Every week should be a 4-day work week. I'm telling you, man, it's Tuesday. The week is already flying by. Welcome back, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We are on the Odyssey app. We're live there too. Today's a big day for us. 9 o'clock this morning, Bar Bingo. Registration opens up.
Yep, it sure does at alice1059.com at 9 a.m. this morning. And it's going to be a Friday night event, which usually it's Thursday night. So this is actually really, really cool.
Tom's Watch Bar, downtown.
Right.
7 till 9 p.m. Perfect timing. Friday, September 12th. That's a week from this coming Friday. And it's going to be a party. I think probably 700-800 people down there. A lot of prizes to give away. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we even have a flyaway to Salt Lake City to see Benson Boone.
Yep.
And that is his hometown, so he's going to go full tilt.
It's going to be insane.
Should be cool. All right, registration, 9 a.m. this morning. Alice1059.com. Nobody wins the Powerball over the weekend. $1.3 billion now.
What a disappointment. You're telling me 500 million people play and they couldn't get all the numbers right?
Jamie, I saw this headline this morning and it said Colorado wins. They win the lottery. And I thought, oh my God.
Yeah, we won.
Maybe we won.
Yeah.
Maybe. No. It was the smaller prizes, although $2 million.
Yeah, at King Supers in Parker.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good one.
And that's the second time I think that particular store has sold a big ticket.
Good
That's
for that.
Crazy.
That is awesome. Just think about it. Somebody woke up $2 million richer this morning.
Yeah.
That is a good day.
Now, if we had the $2 million, let's say that we won it, okay? Our office pool, let's see, we'd have to break it down by 50. I heard 15 people are in the pool.
Well, you also have to take out taxes.
Yeah. Okay, so if we took out taxes on the $2 million, first of all, we only get half, right?
Right,
so
yeah.
Now we're down to six. Oh, we'd all probably get... I don't know, a couple hundred bucks each.
Nice. It's worth the $100 that we put in so far.
Buffs lose over the weekend.
Oh, they did?
Yeah,
they lost.
It was a tough one.
Wait,
was it close at least?
Georgia Tech.
Was it close?
27-20, yeah. I think it was.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But remember that guy back in North Carolina, that Belichick guy?
Yeah.
His team played last night for the first time.
And
his girlfriend was watching. Remember the 21-year-old?
I do.
He's like 76 years old. He got skunked.
Oh, no.
They got the crap beat out of them last night.
It was embarrassing.
Oh,
it was that bad?
It was 48-14 or something?
There's a meme going around. It was 41-7, and the meme is that Jordan Hudson was 7 years old when Bill Belichick was 41.
Oh, my God. That's so rude. That's his girlfriend, by the way. And she was 7 years old when he was 41 years old.
Now, this has been a controversy or at least talked about over the past, year or so?
She's like his manager.
Yeah. She's been a real pain in the butt, showing up at practices and stuff. So he really needed to win last night to get the monkey off of his back.
But in the interview, he didn't even seem like himself anyway. So I'm not sure if he's like cognizant enough to coach right now. Because he seems a little off his rock.
Well, if you judge it by last night, he's not competent enough to coach.
Because
he got slaughtered last night. This weekend, Broncos.
Yep.
There's football this weekend.
Home opener.
Yeah, Tennessee Titans are here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cool.
Tennessee Titans are in town this weekend.
Nice.
All right, let's talk about Nile.
Yeah, I don't know Nile.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Have you met Nile?
Nope.
You've never met him?
Nope.
Oh, this is perfect. No. This is perfect because you and I were talking about this when we left last Wednesday, and we never got around to it, but you and I, in our heads, was giving our perception of what a Nile would look like.
I think he has red hair.
You do?
Well, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
I feel like a Nile would have red hair. Yeah
Nile.
Tuxedo, you can play along if you want to. 303-22-ALICE, 303-222-5423.
What does Nile look like?
What is a Nile? Yeah. In your mind, what does a Nile look like? The first thing I said, he wears skinny jeans.
Oh, yeah. I believe that one.
I think a Nile would wear, he probably has glasses.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I bet that. Yeah.
What does Nile? How did you come across Nile?
I have not come across Nile.
No. I mean, how did you hear of Nile wanting to go out?
So you know Danielle, our in sales.
Yes.
So she's like, hey, I have this guy named Nile, and I want to hook you up with him. And I was like, okay. And she's like, are you single? I was like, yeah, you know, whatever. And then you yell out, desperately single.
Oh,
like that.
Man.
So that was really cool. Yeah, because she was on the phone with him.
Yeah. She was.
Yeah, she was on the phone. Yeah. And so I was like, I'm really like, at this point, I said, I'm not interested in like dating. Like I've been dating and it's just not going well. So I'm just going to, you know, like it's just, it is just what it is. And so anyway, so then on Friday, she said, hey, so we're having a big barbecue. Niall's going to be there and he wants to meet you at the barbecue. And I said, well, unfortunately, this is my son's last weekend. So I'm going to hang out with him and we're going to do stuff together. So I can't make the barbecue. So that's where we are.
The barbecue is when?
Friday.
Okay.
Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you couldn't make that, no. obviously. So right. you've yet to meet Niall.
Right.
So the only thing that you've been told is what she's told you, right?
That he's just a single man.
He's a single man. Now, has she described him at all?
No, she hasn't told me anything about him.
Well, that's
him.
A problem.
I just know his name is Niall.
No, that's a problem. Let me tell you something. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Okay. Jamie, if I've got a buddy.
What if he's like on my 600-pound life?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. See, if I'm her,
yeah.
and let's say that I'm going to introduce you to a buddy of mine.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Let's say his name is Butch. Okay?
Yeah.
Butch over here. I'm going to introduce you to him. First thing I'd say to you is like, hey, Jamie, you should go out with my friend because, man, he's good looking. You should see this guy. I mean, he's, you know, well built.
Well, I have worse news.
Guy.
I have worse news about Niall.
Uh-oh.
Guess who his friend is?
Let me think.
Okay.
Let me think. Jared Polis? You gotta admit that was a good guess.
They might be sneaker buddies.
I'm just saying. You gotta. That's a good guess, right? Yeah. I mean, the governor.
Yeah, that is it.
Jared Polis,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, no. He's Who? Friends with Dan Hardy.
Oh,
yes. Now, a lot of you don't know who Dan Hardy is, and some of you might. But he does the show over there on our sister station at the Mountain. And he's goofy, and I'm just going to put it that way.
He's the first person I've ever met that's 7'4" and can't dunk a basketball. The most unathletic person I think I've ever met. And he's 7'4". It's a waste of height.
He's a really nice guy. He's just goofy is the only way I can, like, describe him, right? Like, that's nice.
He's
like,
a great guy. Don't get me
so
wrong.
He's a great guy. Yeah. But he's just goofy. And, I guess, like, you know, like, silly, goofy, you know?
Yeah.
Like that. If I put it right, like, just silly, goofy.
This ain't going to work. No, let me step in. This is not going to work.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Now it's twofold.
Yeah.
All right. First of all, you've got, what's her name again?
Danielle.
First of all, Danielle's yet to describe you.
Right.
That tells
That's
me that there's
flag.
A problem. That's a red. Big red flag yeah. right there, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because you would say something, right?
Uh-huh.
And then second, he's friends with Hardy. He's one of the Hardy boys.
Yeah.
He's a Hardy boy.
Yeah, he's
Get
a Hardy
out
boy,
of
yeah.
here.
So,
this is not your.
Yeah, this
you
is
gotta
not my
break
cup of
this
tea.
Off.
I gotta break
you
up with
break
him.
It off before he proposes or something.
I know.
Could propose.
I know.
You've got to get rid of this guy, Jamie.
Right, well,
you've got a problem.
Guess
here.
What? Niall is dead to me.
Can we get? Is there a way to get? What's your name again?
Danielle
on the phone.
Oh, I don't.
Is there
know.
A way to talk
I,
to
I
Danielle?
I don't know if she's
oh,
that kind of girl.
Far, huh?
I don't know.
Can we get Danielle on the phone?
I have her number.
I'd like to. Why don't we call her real quick?
Okay, what are we gonna,
just to get her to describe Niall.
Oh, okay.
Okay? And right. I'll be really kind. Okay.
Are you sure you will?
Yeah. I don't like the fact he's one of the Hardy boys, but
yeah, I know.
But that's okay. We'll get past that, I guess. But let's talk to Danielle on the next break.
Okay,
let's just see what she's got to say about Niall.
All right.
Because I really do think that it's time for you to find somebody, Jamie.
I don't. I feel like it's time that we get you hooked up. Well, there's been some hooking up going on, but it's meaningless.
No.
That's the way it usually is.
In
right?
my mind, you're Taylor. We need a Travis bad. All right, can we call Danielle?
Yeah, we can.
All right,
we
let's
can.
Call Danielle, okay. and let's just we'll just get a description.
Okay,
I'll be kind.
Fair.
Okay,
all right,
as
yeah.
kind as I can be.
I'm
right?
not really worried about it, honestly. You,
no,
you
you're
can
not.
Be mean.
It's
just don't
done.
Be mean to her.
I won't be mean to her. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So.
She, in fact, she's the AE here that has, doesn't she have Tom's Watch Bar? That
yeah,
we're going
she does.
To for the bar
she
bingo?
Actually does. Yeah,
she's going to be down there with us too.
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's and she's
right.
hot.
Yeah, she is.
She's
hot. She's smoking. Yeah. All right. So we'll get to that when we come back. We'll talk to Niall. Yeah, she's smoking. Huh?
Yeah, she it was is. Just weird. That was weird.
Just smoking.
Yeah, so smoking.
Oh, I'll tell her she is.
Yeah, sultry smoking.
We'll see. We'll see if she may not even want to talk to us.
Exactly.
There's a good chance.
Yeah, that could
In
be.
Fact, I think there's a great chance. All right. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app all over America and the podcast later on today. Bar Bingo registration at 9 o'clock this morning. Alice1059.com to get all registered up, and we'll do that at 9 o'clock. It will open up. It'll be there on the front page. Alice1059.com to get signed up. Bar Bingo on September 12th. All right. We're talking about a lady that works here. She's an account executive. Her name is Danielle. She's got a friend named Niall. Niall wants to go out with Jamie. Jamie's never met Niall.
I don't know what Niall looks like, but we think he might be redheaded and 800 pounds.
Yeah. And skinny jeans and glasses.
Yeah.
That's our perception.
That's what he looks
and we
like.
Could be so far off, Jamie. We got to give it a at least, you know, got to think about it anyway, right? Yeah. All right. So Danielle's on the line.
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're good. We're good. Hey, we were just talking about your friend Niall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can you, because you've not done this yet, and usually when somebody introduces somebody they want to go out with, but that person's never seen them, usually people brag about their looks. You've yet to say anything, so so that's why we're calling you up.
Yeah, you didn't say like, oh, my God, you should go out with my hot friend. You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't say that. Yeah.
Well, you know, I wanted to be unbiased, you know. But I'll give you the scoop. If you want the scoop, I got it.
Okay, we would like the scoop.
Yeah, scoop.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, he's a good friend of mine. So I've never dated him, just for the record.
Yeah.
But a lot of women do call him handsome.
Okay, so this is not going well, Danielle. In what circles are we talking over at Weight Watchers?
Yeah,
I mean, what women wear? I mean, where's this going on?
Be fit
class. Where is this? Is this over at a Subway shop somewhere?
They're
saying he's hot. You got to be a little bit more specific.
And she didn't even say hot. She said handsome. Right?
Handsome.
Yeah, handsome.
Yeah.
That's a red flag.
Yeah.
Mm.
Well,
he's
53.
Okay.
And I think he's a good looking man. And he's been single for 2 years. He's looking for his partner. He wants his life partner. So he's serious. He's dating. And if it's not the one, he's moving to the next. He's just looking for the one.
Oh. So he's coming in hot every time, huh? And he's hoping something lands.
You can say that.
Okay.
You can definitely say that.
Coming in hot.
He
knows from the first little jab
what is that?
If it's going to work or not, right?
Like the first, I don't know if there's a jab involved.
Yeah. No, I mean, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
Wait, Danielle. Can we back up a bit, okay?
Sure.
All right, just bear with me for a minute. And you know me, Danielle. I'm not a pushy person, right?
Right.
Okay, all right.
All right.
I'm going to be pushy all of a sudden.
All right.
You've yet to describe Niall, okay? You've not said how tall he is, how he's built, if he's got, Taylor Swift skin. We don't know.
Right, is he? Yeah, we don't know anything.
Okay.
All right.
Well, he's got dark hair.
Okay.
A little bit longer. Oh,
Whoa, let's back up to the dark hair. My guess is at 53, he dyes it.
Oh, no.
No.
Is it dyed?
He's got pepper in there.
Oh, good.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so
nobody dyes their hair anymore at 53.
Yes, they do, Jamie. I see it all the time.
Only that one weird guy that backs into his spot.
I'm just saying, at 53, she says he has dark hair.
All right.
She should have started with salt and pepper.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, and?
And he's just shy of 5'11".
Okay. Oh. All right.
5'11".
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's husky though. Not fat. He's not fat.
Husky.
But he's husky.
Listen, in high school, do you remember what husky meant?
Yeah, husky.
Do you guys remember husky jeans?
Yeah, husky.
That was like embarrassing for the boys that had to buy the husky jeans.
Yeah, I know.
The Huskies,
I know.
That was a big boy brand.
I know. I know. Earl Thompson used to have to buy them back in school.
Who's
Earl Thompson?
I don't know. Oh, he had.
Yeah, Earl Thompson.
He had husky pants.
Keep going. There you go, Danielle.
Okay. He was a catcher in high school in baseball.
Uh-oh, he's a catcher, if you know what I mean.
So, I won't say it.
Yeah.
I was going to make another joke about the governor.
I know you are. Yeah.
So he is Bullis's friend.
All right, so he's a catcher.
Next.
Okay, he drives a big white truck.
I like trucks.
Okay. All right.
Big white truck.
Manly.
Yeah.
He'll wear a cowboy hat, and he wears baseball hats.
Okay. All right.
Boots, cowboy hat. He loves the country dance, too.
Okay. He likes the country dance.
Yeah.
All right, Danielle, we're going to let you run.
Why? We didn't find out his career.
Okay, career.
Like what kind of,
Oh, he works with the DOD and some contracting, but, he's always like, well, if I told you, I'd have to kill you. So I don't really know exactly what he does. Oh. Something with the government and contracting. So
he's secret clearance.
Yeah, I'll have to steal my son's secret clearance, and maybe we could go on a date. Yes.
You guys can have something common.
Yeah, it's hard to trust people like that.
Well, no, but he's because BJ and I have a friend that every week he's doing something different.
Yeah,
and he's not trustworthy.
Yeah,
so
not at all.
Do you feel like this guy like has a real job? Do you feel like he has a real job?
Oh, yes. I definitely do.
Okay.
Yeah. And he always, like, when he goes on.
He's
like a gentleman kind of thing.
Yeah.
I think she said he's a gentleman.
Yeah, I think she's using the old phone broke-up trick. That's what a lot of people do when they get nervous. Yeah. They use that old phone. I can't hear you. I got a bad signal. I got to run. Oh, I can't describe you. I can't hear you.
All right. Oh, my God.
Danielle, do you think, let me just ask you.
Well, can
point
I ask
blank.
You a question? All right, if you were single, Danielle, and you like saw him on the street, would you go, "Hey, I want to date that guy"?
Oh man, that's tough on me.
That's a no.
He's like a no,
you guys.
All right, Danielle.
That is a no.
Do you honestly, Danielle? Think about this for a minute. Your buddy now. Do you honestly think that he could handle somebody like Jamie White?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying.
He definitely could. He's very manly, and he's very. Look, when I was on the phone with him, when he saw you guys, he said, "Oh, I could rock our world."
Hey, my world could be rocking.
She loves rocking.
I can have my world rocked, BJ.
All right, Danielle. We got to run. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Danielle.
All right.
See you guys later.
Okay, bye. We'll see you in a little bit. Bye.
Okay,
bye. So let's go back to if she saw him on the street.
Oh, yeah, that was a hard no.
That was a pass, right? Mm-hmm. If she saw him, that's a hard one for me. You know what I mean?
I think we have our answer.
Yep. All right, was a good run?
I think we have to move on. Niall's probably a catch for somebody out there.
I don't
think Jamie's
the one. But he was
going
to rock my world, BJ. Yeah.
Well.
Shooty patootie.
Just your loss, I guess, Jamie White.
So, yeah.
I guess it's your loss, right?
Oh, well.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We straightened that out this morning.
Yeah, we did.
Got something accomplished at least, right? Bar bingo registration, 9 o'clock this morning. Stand by.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice
105.9. Oh, you know, it's funny because, we were just talking to Danielle, and she was talking about Niall.
Yeah.
And how he wears cowboy hat or whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It is so funny. When my kid and I went to that stable, by the way, it's called Bearcat Stables or Bearcat Ranch. It's in Beaver Creek, and it's amazing. Absolutely. And this Nicole girl that owns it, she is like just the toughest kick-ass chick on the planet. But it's funny because this other group came with us, and one of the girls did the whole dress-up thing like she was a cowboy.
I think that's pretty cool, though.
It's pretty funny, though.
It's for your day out.
I understand, but that means I think she was from New York or something.
Yeah.
That means she packed a cowboy hat. She packed the boots. She had a big belt buckle. Belt buckle. She packed the look.
Yeah.
And she's in IT.
I sometimes do that, but man, it lasts for like 10 minutes. Then I realize that I'm a poser.
Yeah.
That I don't really, it's just not me. I'm faking it, you know?
She
and
even
I feel
put
that
a
way.
Bandana around her neck.
Yeah.
She went all out.
Mm. I was like, man, that's hard to pack a cowboy hat from New York to Denver.
Yeah, that is a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Because you didn't wear it.
No.
On the plane or anything.
She had the whole look. Like a duster jacket.
Yeah. I like those, too.
It was a good look. Meanwhile, I had my Chinese tennis shoes on. These tennis shoes are $13 on Amazon. Isn't that amazing? $13.
Yeah, they're cool.
Well, my son said they're leaching plastics into my brain.
Just
and he's
poisoning
like,
you.
I know. And he's like, you don't think that smell is odd? And I was like, that's Chinese chemicals.
You can smell your shoes?
Oh, my God. When you open the box from Amazon,
right,
it'll knock you out.
It's a waft of chemicals coming out.
It is something. I'll bring it because I bought 4 pair. I'll bring a pair in that haven't been opened yet so you can smell them.
I don't want to sniff them.
They smell so interesting. I don't even, you can't even put your finger on what kind of chemical it is.
Can't wait to get infected.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Speaking of being infected, there's a new disease out there, you guys, and they say like 70,000 people probably have it and don't even know it. And it's called Chenga.
Chenga.
It's Chenga, yeah, like Jenga or Chenga. It's Chenga, and it's by the kissing bug. You know that little kissing bug thing? I guess it carries it, and you don't know that you have it until you drop dead. From a stroke or heart attack.
I've never heard of this.
Me either.
Chenga?
No.
Never heard of it.
They've never even been told to report it. And now it's in the U.S. for the first time. Yeah. So
well,
anyway, so that's good. Some good news.
Well, that's terrible.
All right. Some people think that Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun. Remember Scooter Braun? He was once the manager for Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, all those people. He's a billionaire, and he discovered all these people. Anyway, they say that since his divorce, he's been dating people, and they're saying that Sydney Sweeney now is the one he's dating.
Have they been spotted together or something?
It says a video has resurfaced showing Sydney Sweeney walking with Scooter Braun shortly after Jeff Bezos' wedding. So we think they hooked up during Jeff Bezos' wedding. So I don't know.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for him. Good for you, Scooter Braun. And good for, you know, Sweeney dating a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That works out
too. The powerhouse
right there. Gordon Ramsay, the British celebrity chef known for his cooking shows and global restaurant empire, was recently treated for skin cancer. My own dermatologist just got treated.
No kidding.
A dermatologist.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. She had a spot on her lip. Oh. You have to look at those little spots.
They can really turn bad for you, too.
Yeah, real fast. So he said his diagnosis was basal cell carcinoma, a common form of non-melanoma skin cancer, usually triggered by long-term sun exposure.
Wow. There you go.
He said, please don't forget your sunscreen this weekend. Meanwhile, my face is...
Well, they say sunscreen now causes cancer.
I know.
Yeah, but they have
so it's all the same.
They have some that don't, supposedly.
Well, I'm just saying that the warnings are out there. Like 90% of the sunscreens on the market.
Crazy, isn't it?
Are bad.
Howard Stern is not coming back to market, I guess. That is...
He was supposed to be back today, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think he was supposed to make his return today. And I guess he wrote a letter and said, I'm not going to come back.
Yeah.
That's okay with me.
It's due to his result of frustrations over a new contract. By the way, his last contract was $500 million.
I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I think he's going to make it.
I think we're underpaid.
No kidding.
Right?
I mean, that is crazy.
That is crazy money. Oh, my God. Well, good for him. At least he gets it, I guess. All right. Anyway, the other thing I wanted to tell you. I know you guys aren't following it, but there's this guy. He was on Party of Five. His name was Scott Wolf. He was like the cute guy on Party of Five. Well, he got married to another girl named Kelly Wolf, and they had three kids. And she is crazy, you guys. Like, crazy. She put his phone number on Instagram.
What?
She put his phone number on Instagram.
That's not cool.
That's not cool.
Not cool at all.
No, she's been arrested like three times for different things. Well, anyway, she has been ordered to stay at least 300 feet away from Scott, her ex-husband, and their three children. Following her recent arrest, she faces two Class B misdemeanors. Disclosure of personal identification information when she put his phone number on Instagram and told everybody to call him and be mean to him.
Yeah, you know, I've never understood those like 300 feet away.
I know.
I don't get it, okay?
Yeah.
Who in the hell's watching, okay? How do you know? What if she's 301 away and he gets upset?
No, 299.
299 away and he gets upset. Yeah. How are you going to prove?
Exactly. Does she have to bring a tape measure everywhere? I don't know. That's kind of weird.
They should use area codes.
Because you got to eye it otherwise, you know?
You can't be in the same area code.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's how you do it.
The new court order prohibits Kelly from contacting Scott or their children, either directly or indirectly, and restricts her from engaging in any form of violent or abusive behavior. She may only see Scott during court-approved mediation sessions and is allowed one supervised visit to retrieve belongings from the family home. Scott retains temporary sole custody of the children, and blah, blah, blah. They are messy. It's not him, though. It's her.
That's what it sounds
yeah,
like.
Yeah, she is. Yeah. I don't know what's happened. Something's gone awry. They're saying that that Dwayne The Rock, the new movie that's coming out, The Smashing Machine, it's about an MMA fighter, Mark Kerr, is amazing.
I've never seen a movie or never had a movie that was about to come out that starred The Rock that I was desperate to see.
I know, but they said it's great.
Never. So this might be a first right here.
They gave him a standing ovation at the Venice Film Festival for 15 minutes.
I have to say, the preview does look pretty sweet.
What's it about?
MMA fighter. Yeah.
He's an MMA fighter?
Yeah.
In this thing?
It's MMA fighter Mark Kerr.
Mark Kerr messed up his shoulder and his knee, and he had to, like, come back from that.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's called The Smashing Machine.
Really?
Dun-dun-dun!
And it got a standing ovation?
Yeah, it did. It's amazing. Somebody wants to know where I can where they can get my shoes for $13. Well, it was an Amazon weekend sale, but I will send you the link. Don't worry. They're amazing. $13. You can't get 10 shoes for $13.
I got a shopping complaint.
What?
You know, over the weekend, I was looking for a wet dry vac.
Yeah.
Okay. I need one bad. And you know what I hate about these companies out there is they set it up and they tell you a date of delivery. And then once you buy it, they change it.
Yeah.
And that really makes me mad. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to get this wet vac by tomorrow.
Right.
Tomorrow.
I know.
It's the only reason I ordered it. Okay. And then I pay for it, everything, and then they send me a kickback. And the kickback says, you'll get it September 28th. What?
Yeah, I know. Hey, try using the grocery store apps. You think you're going to get it delivered same day, and then all of a sudden you do all this, and at the very end it's like, how about tomorrow? And you're like, no, I'm ordering it today.
Yeah. If you promote
available.
That and you say that's when you're going to get it to me, and then I buy it, then I expect you to get it to me.
Real world problems.
I just wanted to vent a bit.
But, you know, you can use one of those Home Depot buckets and just buy a thing that sits on top of it.
Yeah, I need a vac anyway.
You know, just
I need a vacuum.
Real nice, real convenient and stuff.
Well, no, I just
need.
That
way, if you're like doing something yucky, you can just throw out that bucket.
Right, but I need a dry vac too. So
well, it does both. It'll suck. Just
sucks.
Yep. Dry, wet, you name it, does it. All right, anyway, there you go, Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show, don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, registration bar bingo. It's going to fill up fast. We're going to be at Tom's Watch Bar downtown September 12th. That's a week from this Friday night. Lots of prizes to give away. It's free, absolutely free, downtown. Registration at alice1059.com. It happens at 9 a.m. this morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 1059, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. Free for your phone. Podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. Don't forget, registration for Bar Bingo at 9 o'clock this morning. More details on that in a few. Powerball grows. Keeps growing. Bigger and bigger and bigger. $1.3 billion.
Yeah, that's quite a haul.
Sheesh.
I'd like to have that if you know what I mean.
No. I'd be hard to live with.
Yeah.
If I won that kind of money, well, I'd be really difficult to live with. I mean, I'm already hard to live with.
That's what I was going to say. Like, you're not exactly, you know.
It would be hard.
Did you ever find out if it was a funeral or a wedding?
It was a wedding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, one of the two. I knew it was something important.
Yeah.
Monumental.
So it was a wedding. Okay.
My wife went out of town for the weekend. Well, she went out for one day, just one day, okay? But it was the perfect day. It was a Saturday. And it was football Saturday. And it was football time in Tennessee. And BJ got to watch the game.
And I said, where is she going? And he's like, I don't know, either a funeral or a wedding. I'm like, you don't know? Well, she told me, but I didn't really hear her.
50-50 shot.
And he's like, I'm not going to ask her because then she'll say, you don't ever listen.
Yeah, you don't ever listen. I hear it all the time. I mean, I don't hear it. Well, I do hear it.
I got you.
You got me, right? Yeah. All right, a flight from Colorado to Houston. And I guess all hell broke loose. Turbulence. People flying around the cabin. Keep your seatbelt on, okay? It's really simple. People crashing into the ceiling. Here's the story.
We had really, really bad turbulence.
Gretchen Gilliam recorded this video Thursday, moments after the flight hit turbulence while flying from Aspen, Colorado to Houston.
All of a sudden, it came out of nowhere. It was the biggest turbulence I've ever seen. Turbulent. Someone in front of me flew up and hit the ceiling three times, and it was a grown man. And I could tell the person in front of me was hurt, but there really wasn't anything we could do at that time because we had to stay in our seat.
SkyWest 5971, the medical people were calling would like to know if the injuries were from the turbulence and if they are on oxygen.
The passenger is not on oxygen. We will need a stretcher, and I know that there is bleeding as well.
I think that lady's from Texas.
I've never experienced any big turbulent
big
like that.
Big turbulent problem, obviously.
Well, so especially with those small commuter jets, you got to keep your seatbelt on.
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's just a given, right?
You know, and I used to fly without the seatbelt. I don't know why I did this, but I did it for years. And now it's just, it's automatic, man. You got to stay locked in.
Especially locked those in, little ones.
Or you'll hit the ceiling.
Yeah, you will. Three times from a turbulent.
The turbulent.
So what's
will get
the follow-up? Do we know how that patient is?
They're going to be okay. Oh, it's not life-threatening. They went to the hospital. I guess they were treated and I'm assuming released by now.
Okay.
No real casualties, you know, on this flight.
Wow.
But man, oh man. And again, so small planes coming out of the mountains, you're going to get the turbulent. You're going to get it.
You are going to get the turbulent.
It's going to happen to you, right?
Yep.
Indeed. All right. Again, Bar Bingo, 9 o'clock this morning. The website you have to go to, it's the only place you can get registered. Alice1059.com.
And it's Friday night, and we're very excited because it's Friday night. That means we get to stay up later.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's not a school night.
I know,
for
it's
us.
Not a school night.
Every Bar Bingo we've done is either a Wednesday or Thursday, right?
Right, yeah.
I think we've done Friday maybe one time.
Mm-hmm. And this time we're moving it even to 7 to 9. Too,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
So I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It's going to be
awesome.
It's going
to be packed, too. Alice1059.com. Remember that website? You'll go there at 9 o'clock to get registered. So. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
So I was watching the Buffaloes. They were playing on Friday night after we left here on Friday.
Oh, by the way, people are upset that we didn't mention CSU, the Rams.
Yeah.
They won.
They got their butts kicked, too.
No, they lost, yeah.
Oh, they did? They said they won.
That person has no idea what they were talking about.
Oh, okay.
They got drilled.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they lost like 38-21 or something like that.
What's going on, Colorado?
Yeah, they lost. But I'm watching the game on Friday. Sure enough, the Porta John was on the sideline.
Was it?
Yep.
For Dion?
Yeah, big old sign that said depends on it. Yeah.
It did not.
Look, yes, it did.
It did?
Yeah, they had a big depends sign on it.
On the Porta Potty?
Yes.
Look, but isn't that the opposite? Because depends, you poop in your pants.
Well, it's not a porta potty, it's a changing room.
Oh, okay.
So you go, the coach would go in there if he soiled himself.
Yeah.
He would go, that's what my mom used to call it, soiling yourself.
Uh-huh.
So if he soiled himself, he would go into this tent area, and I guess it's a changing compartment to put on new depends.
Oh, okay.
So, but I called it a porta john for the most part.
Understand.
But yeah, it was a big old black tent,
uh-huh.
Jamie, about the size, it was pretty good size, maybe half this room, enough to get in there and change, and then it had to take the sign down, okay? We all know about depends, okay? And I understand sponsorships and all that, but come on, man.
But if you're a CU football player, you don't want that out there. You know, like you're a young kid, you're 19 years old, you're like, come on, coach, don't make the depend the national sponsor of CU Buffs.
Let's say that you're one of the star
players. Because that's going to be called the CU Butts.
Yeah, no kidding. Now, let's say you're a star player. And you get hit out there on the field because they have that tent also for injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you get a little woozy and you go in the wrong tent. People are going to think you went in there to change your diaper.
But really, you have a concussion.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
So really, they're sponsoring that tent.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The Pence has the sponsorship of the sideline, folks. Wow. I don't know if this looks good.
Did he go in there and change at all?
No.
He didn't.
I don't think he had a soiled diaper at any point.
They didn't point it out if he did. Yeah.
Wow.
He should have with the way they played it.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, he could have easily pooped his pants, James.
That's a shame for everybody for CU. I would be like, man, this is a shame.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of embarrassing because that was a national televised game. And sure enough, they put the cameras on the tent.
I mean.
There it says, depends.
Right?
And I'm thinking, oh, man, that's a little embarrassing. I mean, you're supposed to be all macho, you know, college football, kickoff weekend.
Well, yeah, but think about you're 19 years old, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, no. This isn't even like a thought. Like, what? And you know, at 19, it's like still embarrassing, right? Yeah, you're like, no.
Yes, because your coach is like your dad.
Yes.
Your dad.
Now he's like your grandpa.
He's wearing diapers over there.
God, it's so sad.
It was great. Oh. I will say this. There's a lot of big expectations for the Broncos this year.
Well, how did the Buffs look first before we move on? How'd they look?
Yeah, so-so.
Not great?
They looked good at first, and then the wheels just fell.
Oh. How's the quarterback?
Yeah, they were
solid?
So-so.
Is he solid?
No.
All right, so anyway, back to the
Broncos.
Yep.
The expectations are high, man.
They are, man.
We may be setting them just a little bit too high.
Why are they so high?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. But everybody, we'll go to Spadil on this because he's a believer. And maybe he can give us that. But they're saying, you know, out of 17 games, Jamie, they play, people are predicting 12 wins by the Broncos. I don't know about that.
Wow, 12?
12
okay.
out of 17.
Sean Payton himself actually said that he thinks they can make it all the way to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh,
man. You gotta believe. Come
yeah.
on.
Well, we haven't seen a real play. Exactly. Yeah, we'll see that this weekend.
It'd be a big jump from last year, though.
Well, a lot of people think that he's just gonna keep Bo Nix. I mean, is gonna keep getting better like he was last year. Like he had a slow start right at the beginning of the year, and then he was really good at the end. Right. And they think that that's just gonna kind of keep trending.
Super Bowl.
Is it weird that I have ice in my crotch?
No, not really. I know you.
Okay. Just checking.
DJ and Jamie.
Got a public service announcement if you want it.
Oh, sure. Love
it. We're kind of obligated to do that as a radio station, right?
Yeah.
For the public.
Yep, yep.
You know, it's Gardens is hiring. They're hiring for Fright Fest.
Oh, they are?
Yep. If you've got a lazy eye, jacked up teeth, or a broken nose, something like that, you could probably qualify to be a spook this year.
Is that what it said?
Spooky. Spooky.
Is that what it
well,
said?
Well, no, I added the jacked up stuff on there. Right. But I got a feeling that would help your chances of being hired.
Well,
you know,
probably would.
They're paying pretty well to be a part of this.
As long as we're talking about this weird, I'm looking at people's regrets over the weekend.
Yeah.
You know how you have big plans for the weekend?
Sometimes, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then it just becomes regrets. All these people are on the internet complaining about, you know that Yellowstone place? Or it used to be Yogi Bear something. It's the camping along the freeway, I-25.
Yeah.
Somebody posted this. Yellowstone. It's that big campground. You guys know it. It's right by Monument, on your way to Monument or on your way back from Monument. And it's right along the freeway, which I just don't get why people want to camp along the I-25.
You just got cars zooming right by.
Exactly.
Like you're not in the middle of the
You would think get off the beaten path for
right?
sure.
Yeah,
you know,
especially
in
Colorado. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I guess a lot of people don't really know that it's right on the freeway when they book it from out of town.
Yeah.
So they have no idea that they drove all the way from Kansas to camp in Colorado and they're along I-25. So a lot of people are upset about that. But the best one was it's somebody who wrote Jellystone, 90% PP and 10% regret. Because in the pool,
pee-pee.
They're pretty sure the pool is full of pee-pee.
It's called Jellystone?
Yeah. Have you seen it along there?
No.
Oh, you've never seen it?
I've passed through that area. I've just never
noticed
it.
It's gigantic.
It's massive.
It is so crazy. And their overhead, somebody took a drone and took overhead pictures. I mean, it is just campers just jammed
and
in
it's
there.
It's always packed.
It is packed.
Why?
I know.
Well, but that just seems like a weird place to go camping.
I know. I-25.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I know. It's weird.
You know, that's like parking in a Walmart parking lot.
The
Same
only thing I can figure is like maybe if people have gigantic fifth wheels or whatever and they don't know how to park them.
Or stopover.
Yeah. And it's,
yeah. Maybe you're headed to Arizona
right,
or something.
It's just an easy
and
pull
it's
through.
Very easy to pull in there, plug in, and spend the night and hit the road, right?
Right. And so, and I will tell you, sometimes, listen, I have a kid. I know like kids can be annoying, but man, I was swimming laps in this swimming pool, and I know it's Labor Day, and I know everybody's enjoying the pool, but it had the rope that was roped off for just a lap pool. Oh, my God, those kids were pretending like there was a balance beam. It was making me crazy because they were falling off into my lane, and I'm just trying to swim laps. I'm like thinking in my head, oh, my God, would you people get your kid out of my lap? It's like, this is my lane. Yeah. I mean, it's an adult. It's like for adults that want to swim laps, and they're doing balance beam.
Yeah.
I've turned into old lady that's bitchy.
What is it? Get off my lawn.
Yeah,
get off my lawn, kids. Get out of my pool. Get
off
my pool.
Stupid thing. But, you know, some people had to, I guess the hot air balloon thing. I guess like the traffic was a nightmare.
The Colorado Springs liftoff, yeah.
But I guess it was really fun, but a lot of people were complaining about
it. It did look amazing.
It did look amazing.
Yeah. I don't think there's any major event anymore you can't go to or that you go to that you don't have a traffic problem.
I agree.
Okay, it doesn't matter where it's at.
Yeah.
A ball game here, down to the balloons, wherever you go, doesn't matter. Lots of people in this area, so it's all packed.
And then you were saying last night at 10 p.m., I-70 was like closed down.
Yeah, they showed it on the news, and it was bumping. bumper to bumper. Now, we're they lucky. Said there was maybe a lane closure, but man, it looked like everyone just waited till the last minute to come back from the
mountains. We waited pretty late, I will tell you. We left at like 6, but we must have missed it.
Yeah.
It was pretty easy.
But people that get up and leave at like 7 a.m. to miss the traffic, it's almost like you mess up your holiday weekend, you know? So you want to wait till late in the day, but everybody waits till late in the day. And now you got a problem.
Same thing.
Can't
right?
we all just get along,
oh my
right?
God, yeah. But, you know,
it was a great weekend.
You have great expectations of this weekend, and then, I don't know, you get a flat tire or something. I saw, like, 2 people pulling campers, and they both had flat tires. Oh. I was like, oh, that just sucks, but man.
That's why it pays to run over to American Furniture Warehouse and get yourself a recliner. And just stay at home on the weekends.
Okay?
Let me tell you, it's the route to go. You don't have any of these problems. There's no pee in the pool at my house.
Nice.
We don't even have a pool.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ Jamie Morning Show, live on the Odyssey app. You can get the podcast. Anything you miss on the program, you can go there and get it after the program today, sometime after 10 o'clock, the Odyssey app. It's a free app. All right, coming up in about, 22 minutes. We're going to open up the registration for Bar Bingo. Let's quickly go through everything happening a week from this Friday.
Yeah, so it's going to be Friday, like he said, September 12th, and we're doing it at a different time this time. It's 7 to 9. It'll be at Tom's Watch Bar. That's in McGregor Square. So that's also a new venue for us.
Yeah, sure is.
Yeah, so that's going to be awesome. And we're going to open up the registration at 9 a.m. at alice1059.com.
The prizes, the list goes on and on and on. $100 gift cards at King Supers, Lodge Casino, overnight stay. Stay in buffet. Ooh, that's pretty
that
nice.
Is
always
nice.
Good.
Benson Boone Flyaway to Los, where's it going? Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City, right?
And that's his hometown.
Yep. So Benson Boone plus a lot of prizes. The list just goes on and on. We have those to give away. Hopefully, BJ and Jamie tote bags. Ah. Can't wait for that.
Yeah.
That's going to be
big. Is that happening?
Yeah. Well, it's in the works from what I hear.
In the works. Yeah.
In the works. We'll keep you updated because a lot of people are asking about that.
Yeah.
We'll keep you updated on that. Don't forget, coming up in about 21 minutes from now, go to alice1059.com. That's alice1059.com.
It's free.
It's the only place. The only place you can go to get registered.
And remember, it is free.
And I think. Yeah, it's free.
Yeah.
And I think you can register you and 4 friends or 5 friends, something like that.
I don't think we've ever had a number, have we?
Yeah, we put a limit on it
we
one
did?
Time.
Oh,
yeah,
did?
Remember we had some Yahoos
that
tried
Yahoos.
To sabotage us?
Yeah.
And they would call up and do like 18 friends on nobody would show
yeah,
up?
Yeah, that's true. I
like, okay,
that.
This table's empty. We don't need this anymore. So, yeah I think they put a limit on it at one time. I don't know if it's still there or not, but go sign up, alice1059.com. Registration opens up in just over 20 minutes. Okay? Be there.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I guess there's a another movie coming out about Princess Diana's passing.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's like a new angle of everything that happened after the car accident and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like there's... I mean, is there really any new information available?
That was a long time ago.
It was so long ago, right?
Like 30 years?
Yeah, so I don't
know. Close to it.
Anyway. So that's the latest and greatest. Hey, I'm posting the ranch that we went to, like the name of it and stuff. It's called Bearcat Ranch. And so the reason why I have ice between my legs, as I mentioned earlier, is because there's those 2 little bones. I don't know what the hell the name of them are, but y'all have experienced it too. Like when you go bike riding, you know, for a long time. Well, we were on horses for 3 hours, and those little bones, it's like they have bruises on them. And they're right in, like, look, right, like, see, right, right here.
Yeah,
right,
I see it, Jamie.
See, right here.
Yeah, I see it. Oh,
right
gosh, do I see it.
Yeah, it's
Ooh,
right there.
Look at that.
Right there.
Man, oh, man, look at that. Feel your pain.
I don't know how you cyclists do it for hours and hours. And go.
They get conditioned.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, they get conditioned.
Those little bones are not conditioned.
Mm-mm, not yours are.
Not mine. Most of these are not.
Yeah.
It hurts.
You
a
need to
bit.
Work on those 2 bones.
I do need to work on my little 2 bones. Hey, I guess I said earlier, my apologies. I said Yellowstone, the campground, but it's Jellystone. I knew that. But I even wrote it down as Jellystone. But then I said Yellowstone. I don't know where my brain is. It's in pain. That's where my brain is. It's in pain, right down here. I'm the Crotcheroonie, if you know what I mean. Well, that's a fun name.
Crotcheroonie.
The Crotcheroonie. I like it too. Instead of my hoo-ha.
It just seems like the name of a band or something.
It does.
The Crotcheroonies are coming to town. Sold out at Red Rocks.
Nice. That is fantastic. All right. Yeah. Anyway, let's hear Dwayne The Rock. Everybody's talking about him on the internet. He has gone viral, and that is because he has lost so much weight. He's lost 60 pounds for his role as the MMA fighter Mark Kerr. The movie's called The Smashing Machine. Carson says that it looks awesome.
It looks really good.
Really, really good. So good. It looks amazing.
But I will tell you, though, it's kind of weird seeing him with hair. I'm not used to that. It's a different look for him.
Well, everybody's talking about his weight, though. So that, oh, you mean in the trailer?
Yeah.
But everybody's talking about his weight. Some people are saying that the loss of 60 pounds, he looks really old. He did get a 15-minute standing ovation. And so I guess the guys were moved to tears. That Kerr guy was crying. Everybody's crying.
I've not seen the movie. I don't know anything about the movie, to be honest. But obviously the other guy that he's portraying is much smaller than what The Rock was. Because he did lose a lot of weight.
60 pounds.
I don't know if you get that muscle back.
I don't know.
He looks. It doesn't look good on him.
That's what people are saying.
We're so used to seeing The Rock.
Because he's
the
massive.
The Rock, man.
And then if you get a chance, watch him with Emily Blunt on the red carpet. They're very handsy, touchy-feely. There's, like, you know what I mean?
Well, I think you would be, too, if you were on the red carpet with The Rock.
I think you'd be the same way, Jamie. Touchy-feely,
yes,
for
you
sure.
Were.
But if I'm The Rock's wife, I'm like, wait a minute. It doesn't look right. Because I think any wife would kind of be mad about this situation.
You do.
When you get a chance, look at him.
I didn't realize he was married.
Yeah.
Do they have kids?
Yep, they sure do.
There's little rocks out there, huh? Oh, pebbles?
I think he has little girls.
Yeah,
right?
He does.
Two little girls.
Okay.
Yeah. Somebody said the bones that are hurting are the sit bones. That is a clever name.
Sit bones?
The sit bones. I mean, I don't think that's the medical term for them.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it's the layman's term for it. Yeah. Anyway.
Sit bones. You made that up.
I think they are called sit bones, but that's what just people call them because it's too hard to say, like, right by the coccyx.
Yeah.
You know, the pituitary or whatever. Something with a P down there, too. Or something. Anyway, moving on. The Rock. Yeah, if I'm the wife, I'm pushing back to him. I'm going, no, 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 no.
I haven't seen it.
It's touchy-feely, man.
Touchy-feely.
Anyway, so the movie is called The Smashing Machine. All right, what else did I want to tell you? Kevin Costner is casually dating somebody. You know, his wife already got engaged to somebody else. And now he's dating a billionaire. Well, she's not a billionaire. Her ex-husband's a billionaire.
There's a couple of pictures on here where they compare the two, his ex-wife and this woman. I swear, they look just alike.
They do look alike.
I mean, they are identical.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's definitely
a tie. It's a little too close.
Yeah. It's definitely
a little too close.
Sydney Sweeney is supposedly, allegedly, maybe dating Scooter Braun. Scooter, if you remember, he was the one that discovered Justin Bieber. He's a billionaire.
He actually bought Taylor Swift's album.
That's right.
Her catalog.
Collection, yeah. He's the one that was hated by all the Swifties. This will be interesting because he was, like, hated and still is by all the Swifties. And she had to record all her music, remember, so she'd get the money. And now he's supposedly dating Sydney Sweeney. So we'll see what happens. I don't know, boo-boo. What is that? So weird. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? That's all I got. There you go. Tabloid trash.
All right. We're just minutes away. I got to look at the clock here.
All right.
We are coming up on 30 seconds for your chance to register.
Okay.
30 seconds. It goes up live. Your chance to register for Bar Bingo. We'll do it a week from this Friday night. We're going to be downtown. Tom's Watch Bar. We'll be down there, but registration's what it's all about, and it's absolutely free. Just go to our website. You can do it through the odyssey.com or alice1059.com. We'll take you there, too, but go to the page and get registered. You can do it on your phone. Register yourself, your friends. Get ready for the party downtown a week from Friday. Woo-hoo! It is up and live as we speak now. Go register. Bar Bingo is coming your way. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. We are live on the app and the podcast too. Bar Bingo wide open. Registration open right now. Alice1059.com. Just go there and get registered. Got another PSA here.
Okay.
It's about drinking water out of plastic bottles that you leave in the car.
But yeah.
We kind of knew that, didn't we?
Well, they've been saying it forever.
No kidding.
You may leave a water bottle in your car, but when exposed to high temperatures, the bottle begins to break down at a chemical level, leaving microplastics in the water.
The crucial temperature that that starts to happen in is around 140 to 170 degrees Fahrenheit, which is very normal to get to inside of a hot car.
Brian Tootin is a polymer chemistry professor at UT Tyler. Dr. Tootin says heat is not the only cause.
Did you say Dr. Tootin?
Yeah, it's Dr. Tootin.
It's Dr. Tootin.
I think
is that right?
I think she did say that.
Tootin?
Yeah. This breakdown. UV rays can cause the bottles to break down regardless of the outside temperature.
You can think about it like a sunburn, right? You can get sunburned in the wintertime and you can get sunburned in the summertime.
Right.
You know, if you're going to put it in a car, put it in the shade, for example, and then you can avoid those pathways as well.
Ingesting microplastics is not the only risk involved. A plastic water bottle that has been open and left in a vehicle can be a breeding ground for bacteria.
No, bacteria too. Dr. Tootin, he's not messing around, man.
He's not.
No, he's not. So there you go. There's your warning. You know, I may have
I
to go.
I feel like it was a slow news day because we've known all that forever.
Well, it's a story that's
no,
out there.
No, I meant for
I don't
them,
know.
Not
yeah.
for us. But for them.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. My point is this. I'm seriously thinking about going to a Stanley.
Are you?
I'm thinking about becoming a Stanley man. I really am.
Well, right
I
now,
know. I've chastised it. I've spoken bad about the Stanley carriers for a long time, but I think I'm going to go that route.
Right now, it's one of the like little perks that American Express Platinum has.
No kidding.
Yeah, you can get it, and like you get some times 5 miles or something like that.
Oh.
Yeah.
With the Stanley?
You know, the Stanley. They're one of their partners.
No, wait a minute. It's a perk for who?
It's if you buy it through American Express Platinum, you get a perk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have
oh, that's right. I forgot.
Got denied.
I got denied three times.
I forgot.
Three times.
I forgot about that.
I lied on two of those applications and still got denied.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah, can't use.
All right, well,
I mean, a good
I'll
friend.
I'll buy it for you, so I'll get the perk. Well, give me the money, Ben, and I'll do that.
How much is it through there?
I don't know.
Stanley?
It's probably the same price.
You just get the points.
Yeah, the points, or sometimes they'll knock it 10% off.
I got to admit, I mean, I've made fun of the water carriers for a long time. The Stanley carriers. I mean, you should see Carson walking out to his car every day, got his little bottle with him.
Well, look at Schmidl's. His is like 5 gallons.
Oh, yeah. Schmidl's got his 5-gallon bucket in there that he carries around.
It's easier to remember to drink the whole gallon that way.
Yeah.
You guys are the smart ones, man.
Yeah, they're not plastic.
Got to stay hydrated.
Look at us. We're dying over here. I mean, literally dying.
I mean, look, I have
plastics.
A Fiji water bottle.
Yeah, look.
That's mine.
Plastic.
Filled with microplastic.
Plastic.
I know.
We're doomed.
I know.
Stanley, here we come.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. The BJ Jamie Morning Show. Everybody take a deep breath. There you go. Deep breath.
It's
pandemonium out there.
It's crashing a little
bit. With this Bar Bingo kicking it off this morning with a big registration about 20 minutes ago. And it seems that there's crashes.
Well, the people are getting just loading, the loading circle.
Yeah. So there's so many people trying to get on. Just be patient. You'll get on. We've all tried it here in the studio. It does work. There's no problem on our end. It's just an overload, man. People want to go.
Or, I mean, people are on the struggle bus technically, maybe.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
Like you're a struggle busser.
Right. I'm a struggle busser.
Yeah.
I'm not very good technically.
Right.
So I would have complications probably if I were listening to a show and they wanted me to register for something. You just got to work your way through it. Navigate your way through it. It's pretty easy if you think about it. So
it says just get
somebody
up. Says the app is absolutely struggling.
Oh
yeah,
my.
Sorry.
And
then the other thing is, you will not get a kickback. I don't know why, because in this day and age, but you won't get a kickback saying that you're confirmed.
Yeah, it's a flaw.
Our system's not set up for it.
Which I don't. Whatever.
System is from 1994.
The original Windows.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So people are worried that they didn't get registered, you did.
Our system we bought straight from Bill Gates back in the 90s.
Yeah. Okay? It's a Tandy.
Still working on it. about it. We can't afford an upgrade. Can't afford it.
So anyway.
Yeah. So get signed up. Again, it's Bar Bingo. We're going to be doing it a week from this Friday night. We'll be downtown at Tom's Watch Bar. I've never been to Tom's. I've walked through there, but it was closed.
Yeah.
But it's a beautiful place. Ideal location. It's a Friday night, 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. It's perfect.
It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
We have tons of prizes to give away. Again,
and it's free.
Yeah, free. That's the thing. Yeah,
it's free. It's free.
You got a chance to win all these prizes for free. $100 gift cards to King Soopers, plus that flyaway to Salt Lake City, Benson Boone. It's going to be a big, big deal, man, and a big night. Get signed up at Alice1059.com. And we'll see you there, you and your friends.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Again, reminder, Powerball's way up there, $1.3 billion. Let's see here. Over the weekend, you had a $150 winner in Denver. You had $150,000, that is, in Denver. Colorado Springs, $150,000 winner. That's not chump change. That's
nope,
pretty
that's
good,
not.
Right?
That's nice.
Been a $2 million at the King Supers in Parker.
Yeah, Parker's getting, you know who we have to talk to is who? Victor. Victor.
Victor.
Yeah, what do you think we won each day?
Victor. Oh, yeah. Victory. I don't
Saturday
know.
Saturday and Monday.
Didn't he put out an email talking about Saturday?
I didn't see anything.
Oh.
All right, maybe not. But he did go to some seedy places
to buy tickets. Yeah, he was going where they spell liquor with a K.
We're in a... Yeah. We're at an office pool here for the Powerball. I lost my train of thought there with that liquor with a K.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like poker in the front and liquor in the back.
Yeah. Well,
is that what it was?
No, it wasn't like that
at all. No, it was liquor in the front, poker in the back.
No, it wasn't.
It was an establishment upon Colfax.
It wasn't really like that.
All right, listen.
Okay.
We have a new person that's running the office pool around here. Powerball Pete's been out of town. And honestly, I hope he stays out of town because I think Victor is better at this.
Well,
okay?
We'll have to see what we got, what our return
we'll
was.
We'll have to see. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, you're mean, right.
But before Victor, you kick, you know, Powerball Pete to the curb, let's see what the return was.
Powerball Pete, he used to hit the highfalutin places to buy the tickets. And we felt like that might be just a little bit unlucky for us.
Yeah.
So we got Victor.
He was
Victor,
buying them in Cherry Hills. Now we got Victor is buying it with a K.
Victor is seedy. Okay,
he's not seedy.
He likes seedy areas.
No, he does not like seedy areas, and he's not seedy.
He's just willing to go to those places.
There you go. Yeah,
seedy Victor.
No, it's not. Nope. Let's not do that again. Let's
seedy purchasing.
Remember Victor. That guy that you called an alcoholic, and that went bad. We got
it went
sued.
Real bad.
Yeah, so let's not call him seedy.
All right. So Victor's buying our tickets now. We don't know what the outcome is. Obviously, maybe we're one of the that Denver one.
Oh, maybe
$150,000.
So. Maybe.
Hold on.
Maybe we're part of the Parker thing.
We might be.
I mean.
Nah, Parker's a little bit too uppity for him. Yeah, that's Victor, man.
We are in the Denver one.
We might be the Denver. There's a lot of seedy areas down in Denver.
There are.
Man.
We're top 10 in crime.
Oh, yeah. That's where you buy your ticket. They got to be top 10 in crime
to
get your ticket.
Denver's top
maybe
10
we
in crime.
Did win some money. Maybe that's why we haven't heard from Victor.
Maybe Victor's gone.
What?
Took and ran.
Yeah. Oh, this is taking an ugly turn all of a sudden. We have figured it all out here.
Right?
We're like some, private investigator over here.
He's not in his office.
Yes, we've not heard from Victor. No. Somebody won $150,000 in Denver. We've got Victor in missing right now. There's something going on
Radio
here.
Radio silence.
Well, it's kind of making sense, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just our luck.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he's seedy, all right. Took the ticket and ran.
He's not seedy.
He took the ticket and ran on us.
Oh, Lord.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll pack it up after this.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, Jamie, you keep pointing out something.
What?
It's free.
It's free. It is free.
What do you get for free these days?
Exactly right.
Nothing.
Much.
You get us. Bar Bingo. That's what you get.
Did you make out with somebody?
What?
You have a little sparkle on your face.
I do?
Yeah.
A little glitter?
Yeah, a little glitter.
No, somebody must have flashed me or, did a...
Did you go to the strip club while your wife was out of town?
No.
No. All right.
Is this the first you've noticed it, though, this morning?
It is.
I went down to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I didn't bump into anybody, though. There was no pole dancing, nothing like that in the hallways.
All right, okay.
Huh.
Just
checking. Wonder where I got it.
Anyway, what were you saying?
Bar Bingo, get registered. Go to Alice1059.com, Odyssey, whatever, on the app, and wherever you go. Just get registered for you and your friends, and we'll see you a week from Friday night. But it is free. That's the main thing. Free.
Free.
And a lot of prizes, too, to give away.
It's going to be awesome.
All right, everybody. Hope you had a good Tuesday. We did. And we will be back here tomorrow. I love these short weeks.
I bet everybody's tired, though, today. I am.
You are?
Yeah. I'm exhausted. I think a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That three-day weekend, man.
It'll kill you.
Phew.
It will.
It can really work you over. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll be back here tomorrow. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy. Later. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.